This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha has passed the Bankers' Books Evidence Bill 2026. When the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill, which seeks to provide a law relating to evidence with respect to bankers' books and to align it with contemporary digital banking practices. The legislation was cleared by the Lok Sabha without any discussion amid continuous uproar by the opposition members over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over the NEET paper leak issue. Following the passage of the bill, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and return. The bill aims to amend the Supreme Court Number of Judges Act 1956 for increasing the number of judges of the apex court from the present 33 to 37, excluding the Chief Justice of India. Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the Supreme Court Number of Judges Amendment Bill 2026. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Earlier in the day, the upper house also witnessed repeated disruption. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that lives of people of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh have witnessed wide-ranging transformation since the abrogation of Articles 370 and 35A 7 years ago. In a social media post, Mr. Modi reaffirmed the government's commitment to the progress of Jammu and Kashmir as well as Ladakh and to ensure that every citizen has the opportunity to dream big, achieve and contribute to the making of a Vikasit Bharat. Talking to Akashvani News at Parliament premises, Jammu and Kashmir BJP President and Rajya Sabha MP Satpal Sharma described the abrogation of Article 370 as a historic step towards the complete integration and development of Jammu and Kashmir.
It was on this day in 2019 that Article 370 was abrogated. We all know that Jammu and Kashmir is scaling new heights today. Due to this article, women from our region who married outside the state used to be deprived on their rights, including their property rights. Now that injustice has been ratified, communities such as Balmikis and Gurkhas have finally secured their due rights following the abrogation of Article 370.
India Today advised Pakistan to stop the bloodshed in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir and take credible, verifiable and irreversible action against terror networks operating from its soil and immediately vacate all Indian territories under its illegal and forcible occupation. In response to media queries regarding comments made by Pakistan Foreign Minister on the so-called Yom-e-Istehsal, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India categorically rejects attempts by Pakistan to observe the so-called Yom-e-Istehsal. Mr. Jaiswal said the Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh have always been and shall forever remain an integral and inalienable part of India. He stressed that the constitutional changes made on the 5th of August 2019 are entirely an internal matter of India. These decisions have brought unprecedented socio-economic development, good governance and democratic empowerment to the people of the region. The Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, of the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, at the conclusion of its policy meeting today, decided to keep the key policy repo rate unchanged at 5.25%. Repo rate is the interest rate at which the central bank lends short-term money to commercial banks against government securities. Making the announcement, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said the MPC also decided to keep the stance neutral while hiking the growth projection marginally to 6.7% from 6.6%. And reduced the inflation forecast to 5% from 5.1% in the current financial year. The Supreme Court has said that authorities must exercise restraint while responding to young student protesters. The apex court said any violent response to prevent violence would only aggravate the situation. A bench led by Chief Justice of India Suryakant today made the remarks while hearing a plea seeking action against the CJP over its alleged role in recent violence during protests in Delhi and other parts of the country. And with that, we end this news bulletin.